We are not going to go over all the simonim with the straightest sikkon, because, you know, certain simonim are much more difficult than other simonim. And now, we have to go over simen memzayot with the two eshkanot. Now, this is a very difficult simen. I mean, not that the simen is difficult, because there are several shotim and tesoris in the Gemara. So, I'm not going to do it all the time, but not right in regard to this simen, I want to go over the Gemara first. The Gemara, Daf Nun Ches. Daf Nun Ches, Omud Beis. Dan Hosok. Behimo Bal Asik Aglali. Oishayimo El Shoreish. Harizimu. Now, in English we call, we don't call Yodayim in regard to a behemoth. We say forelegs, and we say hind legs. Now, in the Gemara, so sometimes the Gemara refers to all the forelegs by the term raglayim, even in respect to the forelegs, and sometimes the Gemara refers to the forelegs by the term Yodayim. But al-Kadim, there's a difference. You see, it's more humble. If the forelegs of the behemoth were amputated, removed, so then it's not a claim. But if the hind leg above the knee was removed, then it is a claim. So, but sometimes the word raglayim is used not only in connection with the hind legs, but also in connection with the forelegs, which is your diet. So, tnan hosa. That's what in prayers, it got a moon in the call. So behemo balasei raglayim, uishemo aloshomei shariz moon. In other words, if the behemo has five legs, so it is a moon. If it has three legs, it is a moon. And it doesn't make any, as far as the moon is concerned, it doesn't make any difference which leg is missing. Whether the foreleg is missing or the hind leg is missing. Even if the foreleg is missing, it's still a mum. A mum it is. Omar Ravuna alone showed that it's only a mum, but treif it isn't. Now treif is supposed to be called. So when we have to resort to a din of mum, when treif it isn't. But if it's treif, we don't have to resort to a din of mum. Treif is supposed to be called. So loy shono elo shechoser yesaviyat. If there is an additional foreleg, a yad, or a foreleg is missing, then it's only a moon. Abo, chosav, yesav, regel, triven, anah. Of course it's a moon. The fact that it's triven does not negate the fact that it's a moon, but it's more than a moon. It's a triven. Triven, anah. My time, kol yesav, kinotot. Kol yesav, kinotot. Now we saw in the Chumis, Arashbo, we saw, went over the Chilis Rashbo inside. So, the Rashbo Shite is that Treife in Achayo is not just an accidental fact, a statistic to of which we can take advantage and in case of Isopic Treife, but it's an essential fact. Now, so what does it mean? It's an essential fact. It's an essential fact. So it says that, in other words, because when we say that it has an Isa Treife only, if that organic defect is so fundamental, so basic, that it couldn't even live. So mele, so in other words, the fact that it couldn't live, Mortin Beis Chidesh is descriptive of the degree of the basicness of the organic defect. In other words, it can live, so it's not so basic organic defect, you see. But it cannot live. So that shows that it is a very, very basic organic thing. So, but it's an essential fact in Achayo. But the Rashba says that where do we say in Achayo only in regard to Choseh, but in regard to Yeseh, Yeseh can be, in other words, a behemoth that has one leg missing, one hind leg missing, cannot live. But a behemoth that has an extra hind leg, can live. But still, we say it's a treifa. So he says, it's a special halacha l'meishim yisina, that called yes hakenot tome. So at that time, yes, monefesh. If the Rashba Shita had been like Rashi, that treifa nechayo is just a statistic, accidental fact, it has no legal significance. It happens to be mitzias, so it's a sinner. It's a sinner. So we can take advantage of it in case of Isopitra. But if the Rashba Shita had been like Rashi, so then we could understand. So Meila says, by yes, I can live a normal span of life, but still it's a trade. But according to the Rashba, the inner chayo is the thing that makes it into a trade. So how can we say that kol yesek not dome? Kol yesek not dome, but chayo it is. So what's the answer? Because Allah is Mishnah. All right, so then we should be able to deduce from this halacha l'meishim yisinai that the Dein HaChayo is not the basis. So he said, even according to the Rashba, that the Dein HaChayo is an essential fact, but it doesn't mean that the Dein HaChayo, the fact that it doesn't live, so that makes it into a trade form. The Dein HaChayo is an essential fact because it determines that a certain organic defect is not a trivial defect, it's not a minor organic defect. But it's a major organic defect. How do we know that it's major? The answer is, if a baby can live a normal span of life, so it's a minor organic defect. But if the baby cannot live, so then it's a major organic defect. So the Mele, the Halacha l'meishim yisinai tells us that kol yesek hakenot tome, that in other words, that whenever a behemoth has a certain additional event, so if the diminution of that eiver would constitute a basic organic defect, so the addition of the same eiver also constitutes a basic organic defect. But even according to the Rashba, so it's not that the Dein HaChayo per se makes it a trefo. The Dein HaChayo determines that the organic defect is a basic, major organic defect. So as long as by in the case of Chosar, it's in a chayo. So mele, that means that the chisom of that eiver is a basic organic defect. Mele, even the addition of such an eiver is also a basic organic defect. All right. Chosar yesa regel trein fanama. My time kol yesa kenotokon. Kol yesa kenotokon. Now let's see the Rashi. Now also prayers to the moment. Lo yishon ikon arizim moment. Kabe yon le chorel, shlot chosar yad. Shechos shechisu zed di bala sholish, o yisu zed di bala sei biyad, in the forehead, sheim al yad echo, o yi sheish lo gimu yodai, ki no to dome, yeser echo, ki choser echo, vi habe ki bala sregel echo, u treifo, vi habe ki shmuta zera vi berimo. So Rashi Shike is, I don't want to say you mentioned the name of Rashi, because of this Rashi and the other Rashis, in a chanami, if there had been just this one Rashi, so then we could explain this one Rashi and maybe like the other Shite in Kol Yesek Not Tome. But this Rashi is not the only Rashi. So Rashi Shite is that the Aloche, that's Aloche l'meishim yisinai, Kol Yesek Not Tome. That the Aloche of Kol Yesek Not Tome implies that if there is a certain additional event, so it's considered that as if the behemoth had been deficient in that eiver. In other words, if the behemoth has three hind legs, so it's considered as if it had been a choser. What's the choser? As if it had only one hind leg. What's normal thing for a behemoth? To have two hind legs. So kol yesek hakenot tome implies that if the behemoth has three hind legs, it's considered as if it is a choser hind legs. As if it has one. That's Aloha Mishnah Sinai. There is no smallness in it. That's Aloha Mishnah Sinai. That's Rashi's. Now, let's see how the Rishayim passed in that Aloha of Kol Yesek Not Tome. Now, thank you. Now turn to the tool. To the tool. In Hilchas Peipe Simen Memale, Daf Samad Aleph Gomer Beis, the last line. The last line. Videtzli Gabu Kobi. Now what's the halacha? In order to determine what is the status of the Yeser in certain Yiver, we then first we have to know what is the status of the Chosar in that year. So I mean, as far as the Hanled is concerned, so a Chosar of the Hanled is Treifeh. So the Mele, a Yeser of Hanled is Treifeh. But let's say Spring, a Tchul, so a Chosar of the Spring is not Treifeh. So the Mele, Yeser is not Treifeh either. Kidneys. So the chosar of the kidney is not treifeh. So maybe the yeser of the kidney is not treifeh. Now, the question is, how about the kidney, the liver? So what's the halacha of the liver? Liver, so if the chosar b'miktzas, so is not treifeh. Is not treifeh. But if the liver was chosar l'kamrei, it's not in nisha kazayis, so then it is treifeh. That's the way you pass. So that it has to be nishtayah b'kazayis. Nishtayah b'kazayis. And the nishtayah b'kazayis has to be b'mokim mor. Or trafshe. I mean b'mokim chiyus. B'mokim chiyus. In other words, that if part of the liver is choser, but a minimum liver remains in the size of the kazayis, and if that kazayis is b'mokim chiyus, so that two shares in the mor, we learn it. One is that it has to be that minimum liver kazayis has to remain at the juncture with the gallbladder, at the juncture with the gallbladder, the moro, or trapshe, diaphragm. So we pass that in order to be shevo, there has to be a minimum liver kazayis nisha and b'mkei moro and b'mkei trapshe. So the halacha gabi chosen of COVID is that if the COVID is literally gone, nothing is remained, so then it is straight. So the Mele, the two says in Simon Mal, we need to shake waiting the behemoth day. Suppose there are two liberates in the behemoth, three. The whole yes, I cannot run it. The Havelay Kibu, Havelay Niklakot. That's in line with Shita's Rash. That's in line with Shita's Rash, all the Shem said. The first portion of the two. Because Rash's Shita is that Allah Nishim Sinai of Kol Yesa Kenosha Dom simply declares that if there is a Yeser, so it's considered as his Chosar. So Mele, if there is a Yeser of the Kobay, an extra liver. So Mele it's considered as if there is no liver. As if there is no liver, so Mele, it's right. Nikla Kobay Nikamwe is right. That's Rash. The Yeshemri, that's the Ramban sheet. The Yeshemri is Ramban sheet. The Lord Abrinon Kilunital Kolei, Elo Ilunital Imamoke, Shudobuksho, Hilkach, Imein Dvuki, because I shall walk in Moro, or because I shall walk in Chiyuse, the Trapshe, Treve, Vimla, Che, Vadini of Yoroza, Iskin is for the Shem. So, the Ramban Shite, the Yishemrim is the Ramban Shite. The Ramban Shite is that the Halukhe of Kol Yesek Bechadam doesn't simply declare that if there is a yeser, so it's considered as if it is a chosar l'gamrei of that eiver. But we say kol yeser kilunital imamokim shudobishom. Imamokim shudobishom. So the mele, what's the difference between Rashi shite and the Ramban shite? According to Rashi, so an additional liver is treifeh under all circumstances. Under all circumstances, it doesn't make any difference where the additional liver is, because that normally you have only one liver. So it has a juncture to the trapshe, and it has a juncture, it adjoins the gallbladder. But not the whole liver adjoins the gallbladder. a certain portion of the liver enjoys the gallbladder, and a certain portion of the liver enjoys the trash, but not all of the liver enjoys the gallbladder. So, according to Ramban, the halacha of Kliyas HaKadot HaDomi is Elokim Nital Imamukim Shehu Dabuk Shom. Imamukim Shehu Dabuk Shom. So the Mele, it all depends. If you have a certain baby has an additional liver, but that additional liver happens to be adjoining the gallbladder. So in other words, instead of one liver adjoining the gallbladder, so you have two livers adjoining the gallbladder, or the trach, then straight. But suppose you have a liver, and that liver enjoys a certain portion of it, adjoins the gallbladder and the trach, and then next to it you have another liver that adjoins this liver, but doesn't adjoin the more the gallbladder and the trach. We can hear you say. So in that case, the behavior will be changed. According to Rashi, it doesn't make any difference. But because Kol Yeser cannot come. But according to Ramban, Kol Yeser, he will need down in Amokim Shul Dobuk Shom. In other words, so if we have, let's say, if we have one liver, and this liver, let's say, part of that liver, he adjoins the maw, the gallbladder. And then you have another liver that adjoins it here. So I call it a Ramban, it's Kshelo. Because, Kol Yeser, this additional liver that adjoins the normal liver, the natural liver, so is Kshelo noto with the place to which it is joined. So in Melee, so if the additional liver would be here, you see, and adjoining the gallbladder, so then we would say, Kol Yeser Kenafel Dome, so it's considered as if the part of the liver that adjoins the gallbladder had been open. But if the additional liver does not adjoin the gallbladder, so then we say, Kol Yeser Kenafel Dome. It is just as if this portion of the liver that does not, the natural liver, that does not adjoin the gallbladder, had been chosen. Now suppose this portion of the liver that does not adjoin the gallbladder had been removed. Would behemoth come to even? No. So the Mele, when it has an additional liver that does not adjoin the gallbladder, so we say, kill not. So it is just as if the natural liver, part of it, the part that does not enjoy the gallbladder had been removed. So then it took the kshelo. So this baby is also kshelo. Now, so that Vadiyo of the Orzal, his skin is well shaped. But then there is a shite of the Rajman, the Teras Abayis. The Rajman, the Teras Abayis, he has a third shite. And he says that the pshat in Kol Yeser Kenafel Dome is that if you have a yeser, so it's considered as if this eiver had been nital in the place now, and the place would be nokuf, because when you cut out something, some amela, you make an eke. So the halacha of Kol Yeser Kenafel Dome is, so if it is a yeser in such a place that if it had been notu, so that mocking would be noku, and as a result of becoming noku, so it would become trei. So here it also becomes trei. So the amela, the Rashba says, according to Rashi, so if you have an additional liver, so if the behemoth is straight from all circumstances. According to Ramban, if the only the additional liver adjoins Mokim Chiyusin, Trafshe, or the gallbladder. But if it doesn't adjoin the gallbladder, so then it's not right. not according, but Ramban will be made to Rashi, that in case where the additional liver would adjoin the gallbladder, then it would be treifa, according to the Rashi law. So Shnei Kveidim is always treifa. Shnei Kveidim is always treifa. Why? Even if the additional covet adjoins the gallbladder, it's still treifa. Why? Because the halacha is nikah covet, nikah covet. If you have a big neck, in the covet. So nikah covet is treifa. So the melee, the whole halacha of a kolyesa kenotul from it implies that it's considered. So it only applies to a case where if the same neighbor had been in town and the place would remain local, so it would be treifa. So if you have a lung missing, suppose the right lung or one of the lobes of the lung, not after booming. If one of the lobes of the lung, of the right lung, one of the right lobes, or you have an additional. So if you have an additional lobe, so it's right. Why? Because suppose instead of having an additional lobe, one of the natural lobes had been removed. So then nekev would be formed. And the kubas areye is right. Some may go like the aloche of kongese atinatodami. But if you have an additional covet, an additional liver, even if the additional covet adjoins the gallbladder, so suppose it would be this part, this additional covet would be removed, and then a nekev would be formed. So it would be nikumas a covet ishelo. So the melech the halacha for yes, I cannot put on it, can only apply to a neighbor where, as a result of removing, the nekev would be formed. And the nekev would be matri, let's say, the gabi reye, or let's say, if somebody will have, the behemoth will have two hearts. Some melee, so we say, yes, I and if, let's say, it would be not, so a nekev would be formed. And the nekev in the reye would be matri. So melee, we say, yes, I cannot come. Mashaykin, the gabi kome. So according to the Rashba, the halacha of Kovyesa Kenotodome doesn't apply. Under no circumstances does it apply. According to Rashi, so the halacha of Kovyesa Kenotodome applies to Kovet under all circumstances, and according to Rambam, Kovyesa Kenotodome applies under some circumstances. In other words, if the Yeser adjoins the gallbladder or the trapshe, and according to the Rashba, the halacha of Kovyesa Kenotodome doesn't apply. Applies to covet under no circumstances. Why? Because the halacha of kol yesa kinotu domei is only kinotu zel vade domei. Ve'itrei veze elo bimokim shekinotu zel vade v'nisha hamokim noku yitrei veze. You see, according to Rashi, so the halacha of kol yesa kinotu domei implies that, let's say, if kol yeser is kinotu domei, in other words, it's like as if the whole labor had been chosen. If the whole labor had been chosen. So in other words, if you have an additional liver, so it's considered as if there had been no liver. So even the big tzas close to the gallbladder had been missing. But according to the Rashba, so if we have an additional liver, an additional covet, so maybe it's considered as if that additional covet had been there originally and removed. So what would happen? So you would have an egg. So because a covet is not painful, so maybe it's changed. It's only the whole aloha of Kolyes Kenotu Dome is Kenotu Zeli Vadi Dome. Suppose there hadn't been a halacha. Suppose there hadn't been a halacha of kol yesa kenotu. There is a halacha. But suppose there hadn't been a halacha of kol yesa kenotu. And then you had an additional long. Instead of two longs, you'd have three umes. An additional long. And then, And there is no halacha of Chalias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, it wouldn't be treif. But, suppose the behemoth would be born with three lungs, and then a doctor would remove one lung. And a hole would be formed, a necker would be formed. So then, it would become treif, even if there had been halacha in the Meshav Sinai of Chalias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some Meimei we say, so now what Chumash B'Sinai tells us, oh yes, I cannot do Dome, it applies to an additional law, to an additional law, because Kol Yes, I cannot do Dome implies Kinotu Zeli Vadimah. So in other words, even if there hadn't been a law of Kol Yes, I cannot do Dome, suppose a behemoth would have an additional law, and then this additional law would be removed, would be Nita, and the Nekar would be formed. So the Meimei, it would become Chayfe. Without the Alokha Mishis in Al-Khan Yasek not Dome. So now that there is Alokha Yasek not Dome, so we say, since it has a Yeser, so we have to consider, since that Yeser had been removed, and the whole, a negative had been formed, so the Meile is Reife. Mashiach will come coming. So, two, we consider, since this additional liver had been removed, and a whole had been formed. So what? But there is the natural liver, and the natural liver has a kazayis, became more, so it's chayo. So now, according to Rashbo, the halacha of Kolias HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot apply to God. Alright, so these are the three sheets. Now, let's see the Mechaber, the synonym of Sinan Malef Sif Yud, Res Sif, Mitzim, Shnei Kveini Yibeino, Oy Beheini Yitreipo, Yichol Yeser Atinot Odom, Vihavalei Mitalakot, Vihavalei Mitalakot. So in other words, so that is true, how did the Mechaba pass me? The Afrish is Rishenu. Kashi, Ramban, Rashbo. So how does the Rashbo is certainly a Meikir. He's certainly a Meikir. As against Rashi and as against the Ramban. Now, the Rashi and the Ramban, so one would think Rashi is a Machir, the Ramban is a Meikir. But there are situations where Rashi would be a Meikir and the Ramban would be a Machir. So let's say, in the case where you have an additional covenant that does not join Meikir, you say, the gold letter, so then, or the trapshe, so then, the Rashi is a machmir, and the Ramban is a maker. But there is a situation where Rashi would be the maker, and the Ramban would be the machmir. What's the situation? What's the aloha of Nitalat Chu. So the aloha Nitalat Chu, the spleen was removed. Or Nik, so what's the aloha of Nitalat Chu? Kshayo, that's a Mishnah of Reshes. Nitalat Chu, if the spleen was removed. So if Kshayo, it's not Reife. Now, the Gemara, now let's go over. I asked you to go over the Gemara. Now you'll have to go over all the Gemara that I tell you, because there is no other way of covering the matter of ground except if you follow up what I tell you. Now, I ask you to go over certain Gemara. Now, the Mishnah says that from Dawud of Dawud, Nitalat Chu, so it's Kshay. Nitalat Chu, Tuakloyis, Nitalat Atachte, so it's Kshay. Now, then, the Gemara says that from Hei Amadam, Nitalat Chu, Omar Rav Avinu Mishnei Dorobe, Lo Yishonu Alo Nita, Avon Nika Chay. That we had that from Beis also. The Trabbavira says that only Nitalat Chu is Ksheiro, but Nikarat Chu. If it was perforated in the spleen, was punctured, so then it's like, Moses Rav Yisi Barot, Vitein Rav Yisi Bazvi, Chay Techniu Bashem Imeo, Muta Bachir. In other words, that if one cut off He pushed his hand into the Maya Behemoth, into the womb of the Behemoth, the mother Behemoth, and he cut off a lever from the Uber, from the fetus. So called Behemoth Sechel. So in other words, so it's Mutabachel, Minatru, Minatlois, but he cut off one of the internal organs of the mother Behemoth itself, not the organs of the fetus, but of the mother Behemoth itself. So he's Osabachel. So it says that this Eivah that he cut off, the true is Osir. Hope Behemoth could be sharp, because but it's Mashma, the rest of the Behemoth. Only the Eivah that is even Nachal, so that is Osir. But the rest of the Behemoth is Mutabachir, even though he cut out the spring from the Behemoth. So and if you say he part of that spring, even though we could have part of the spring, and if you say like Havavire, that Loishon Lunita, in other words, if the whole spring was removed, so then it's not safe alone. So then it is not safe alone. Mashenke, if it is Nikav, then it is a major organic defect. And it's a treifer. So the Mele, the Gemara assumed that when you cut out part of the stream, that's like a nekev. If you cut out the whole stream, it's not like a nekev. But if you cut out part of the stream, if you are hating mikzas of the stream, so that's like a nekev. So he said, so he says, Mikol Mokim Shmamin Onei, Di Atz Moshayi, Abra Gav Dinechtach Natchu, Vein Chito Bolei Nekev, Di Chol Nekev, Mishim Chitachu, Mishim Chitachu. So the Gemara says, to Mishayes here. Ho adi daf lebei benam asya. Ay lu ton amin shemi da bachile, ton amin amin seif oza bachile. So the Behem, the mother Behem is also bachile. If he got out, mikzas of the tchu, because he chito bo neke. If he got out the whole tchu, then it's not the neke. He doesn't have the neke. But if he got out part of the tchu, so then it is a dino neke. We boy say me, Nikaf lechut, vi nechtach lechut. In other words, even when it's nechtach, even when it's nechtach part, so it does not have a din of nekev. Nekev is a nekev. But when you cut out, it doesn't have a din of nekev. Now, it seems that many of the shenim won't even get this. The Vibboi say me, Nikaf lechut, vi nechtach lechut. They won't even get this. The Vibboi say me, of Nikaf lechut, vi nechtach lechut. They won't even get this. Rashi, apparently, wasn't innocent. So he says, the Pesiris HaShas mentions what the Pesiris HaShas says in the beginning. While Mashikos Rabbeinu Mahfunecha, they have shown how the Gomez of Mishnekam and Bilbat, but the Yusra Nidon, the Lesbo Mishnebas, and Rashi apparently wasn't there is the Mishnebas for either, because Rashi doesn't say anything on the Mishnebas. And the Pesiris HaShas says that in many Yusrois, so the boy is saying he didn't tell me. Alright, now, another piece of Gemara. That Nun Heyon Beis. Now, let's focus on the Gemara. Alright, I'll tell you. Let's just... Nikla Akloiz. Omer Rochit, Vatote Mishmin Ra. Lokso Bichuli Achas Tein. That even though if the kidney is removed, so it's Kshay Ro, but if it's Lokso the kidney, if the kidney is diseased, it's Lokso. So, what kind of disease? So Rashi says, Kimalumut, in other words, if it is full with pus, if the kidney is full with pus, so then it's like, Amr Marobe, Vihu, the Madel Mikuse, Limikim Chitz. That's called the hilum in the kidney. I mean, if the hilum is diseased, so then we know, I mean, when it happens to a person, when the hilum becomes affected, so then, it's Rahman al-Islam, very, very, very serious. Ve'heiche mukam chitz, I mean, where is the hilum? The chitz ve'nitusim moslem, where is it? That is the white part beneath the loins. So that's the hilum, it's called chitz. Omer ha-mechun, sha'altimu mikule trufoye limarobe, all those poskim, all the valuyevoye, of the treifes in the soil, the only hilchese kirochish bapope. The lauch is like rochish bapope, that that only Nitla Klois is Sheiron. But if the Klois is diseased, it's Trey. It's Trey. We less look at the Kerabah. Now, I'm obvious that the Gami is free. Lois on all Nita, I will Nika Trey for it's not a loch like that. So he says, we will have more. The whole Amor, most wrong the Girsi is not the way it appears here. And here it's put in parentheses. The whole Amor, the way do we say that Aloch is not like Rabavire, in other words, and we say that even if there is an Ekev, Rabavire says if there is an Ekev in the spring, it's Trepe. So we say it's not a Trepe, even if there is an Ekev in the spring, it's not a Trepe. So when do we say it's not a Trepe, even if there is an Ekev, Loy Amor, or the Kulchi? Because the spleen has two sides. One is the thick side, there's the sumche, the thick side, and then it has the side that is relatively thin. So when do we say that Aloch is not like Alaviren, the Nekev is not Matrit, if the Nekev is in the thin portion? But the thin portion, but if the Nekev is in the thick portion, then it is a Trey. So that means that if there is a Nekev, if there is a Nekev, Loy Amor no be Kush in the thin portion, I will be Sukhe in the thick portion, so it is a Trey. Oh, be Sukhe, El Dinka be Kush, be Sukhe, be Ubi Remailo, Ubi Remailo. So that adjoins the rumen. I mean the spleen, the thick surface of the spleen adjoins the rumen. Not the whole surface, but part of that thick surface adjoins the rumen, the keras of the spleen. So if there is a nekev, in the thick side, so then it's a traipa. But so the aloch is as follows. If the nekev in the thick side is a penetrating nekev, let's say a nachat, stuck through the daven of the spleen, through and through in the thick side, so then it's traipa. But suppose the mahat is only sticks in part of the pen, and it doesn't penetrate so then it depends. If the part of the defect has the thickness of a dinner, let's say that the thickness of a dinner is this. Let's say that the thickness of the dinner is this. The thickness. Let's say this is the dinner. So it's a certain thickness. So if the mahat pierces through the daven of the spleen completely and the pisumche and the thick side, so then it is a trait. But suppose it doesn't pierce through, doesn't penetrate the whole daven, and it remains sticking here. So then it depends. If the part of the daven that it doesn't penetrate has the thickness of a dinner, so then it's shaved. Now listen to what Rashi says. Ebiu vi shtaya beifidei pnilota amachat lechutz v'yei shagole kinegdei ki hu beidinea koshet. Now we are going over now in the Torah simen Simen and Dalet. Simen and Dalet. Now, we're not going over You have strange place, Kisitron, I mean, so we're going over now. Nitalat Hul Kosher, Ubi Nikar Yeshriuk, Bireishi Oechod Lechaver, Shat Hul Bireishi Oechod O, Ubireishi Hashemi Dak, Nikar Bireisha Dak Shem, Bafimu Lechach Shom Kule, Kosher, Nikar Bireishi O, Trin, Bamedro Mamuri, Sharunisha Mubi to Vedina. So then, even though it doesn't penetrate the whole defect of the screen, so it's like, Aber in Nisha Bey, Ki U Bey Dina Zo, Sholem Koshe. Koshe Barashbo, U Bey Dina Zo, Bze, Yodamu Shuri. Yodamu Shuri. In other words, if, let's say, even, so of course, if the Mahat punctures the whole defect of the screen, so then it's like, on the thick side. So then it's like, that's the side, the edge, that borders, that adjoins the cats. So then it's like, but suppose the mahat pierces, sticks through the dentin spleen, but it doesn't penetrate completely. And there is part of the dentin of the spleen, let's say the mahat, let's say this is the dentin of the spleen. So the machat just sticks through, but it doesn't penetrate it. Mechutz. It doesn't go mechutz. So if this part of the defect is gubedinah, then it's not treyve. But if this is less than gubedinah, then it's a treyve, even though the machat doesn't penetrate it completely. Avon nisha begubedinah zov, shorim kosher. Kosher barashbo. Ubedinah zov, zehu yedan shiur. What does it mean? I mean, V'yinali shu poches v'chotzi uvye. So the Rashba says that uvye dinah means less than half of the thickness of the deifen, than the thickness of the deifen of the spleen. Nechda v'vokim uvye, yeish v'shemata. So suppose it is nechda v'vokim uvye, it is nechda. That should be Toru. You see, in the two Mishnayos. Now, Gemara, when Rav Avira said, Mishmid Rav Roshon Olimika, Avon Mika Trein. Now, we don't pass like Rav Avira. But in case where the neck effect is to be Mokim Uvyei, then we do pass like Rav Avira. Then Gemara is the Kashi. From Chitach Mila Shemimel, and the Kumi Kuyus of Hobi Yimu Kutayye, so there are two machines. And according to this, to some of the scholars, there are no two machines. So, the first test of the Gemara is, the Gemara says, I did not tolerate Shemu Dabachile, I tolerate Ho Adin Dato Bein Ben Amasu. I did not tolerate Shemu Dabachile, to the same for Osa Bachile. So according to the first, what happened here is the second motion. So they only have the first motion. So according to the first motion, there is no difference between Nikab and Nech. Now we don't pass like Rav Avira. But what is true according to Rav Avira is truly done in connection with the case where the Nekev happens to be Bimoki Muvi. So according to the first motion of the Gemara, that Nikab and Nechta is the same thing. So the Mele, since we passed Nikab and Mokim Uvye is Treife, so Nechta and Mokim Uvye is also Treife. But Nechta and Mokim Adah is not Treife. Is not Treife. So this is, so he says here, Nechta and Mokim Uvye, not Nikab and Mokim Uvye. Yeish Mishemat. So Yeish Mishemat. So the one who says that is Mati, he had the girse, Nikab v'chud v'nechtach v'chud, and he passed him by the second wash of Nikab v'chud v'nechtach v'chud. So the Mele, Ligabe, Bimokim, So the mail of this has relevance in the case of Nechtach B'Mogimor. Because just as B'Mogimor says in connection with Rabavir, who says that Nikaf in any portion of the Torah, whether B'Mogimor or Mokimdach is taken. So he says, only Nikaf, but Nechtach is Ksheiro. So with the Dab, we say that Nikaf B'Mogimor is taken. So the mail according to the second portion, only Nikaf B'Mogimor is taken. But Nechta B'Mokimov is not there. This is what he says. Nechta B'Mokimov, Yeish Nishema. V'yirali, she was a misalik. V'yosa misalik. U'tchum shalei, Omu ka'anova. So the male, when it ain't a mishal behem. L'fi l'chok, Yeish Nishere. She'ina, he's naked as the wall. It's all part and parcel of the Roshan Raja. L'fi l'chok, Yeish Nishere. She'ina, naked face. We all of the same thing. Shekvohir azot. Atkan. So in other words, that means, since we passed that only Nekem Mokim Ho, but we Mokim Dak not. Now anyway, so we can delineate the portion that is all and the portion that is Dak. The portion that is Dak. So the male, but we can be all. So, it's all the spring of an off is all canova. You can't delineate the off portion from the dark portion. So the question is, does the whole tomb have a din like the dark portion of the himo? Or on the contrary, just because there is no off portion and dark portion, so the whole tomb of the north should have the din of the off portion of the neighbor, so and the country would be Mohammed. So he says, Vain the day was the Fikok Yeshki Shehere, Shina Naked Pacer, Shina Naked Pacer, Volvo Sink, Sheikh Vohir Azok, Atkan, but they are some Achim. In other words, the Samu Shehim say, that since you can delineate in an off between the off portion and the dark portion, so and the country, so it's Mohammed. So the male. So Nikaf in any portion of the tru in the north is right. Nimzu shnei truli kosher. Kiven dafu nital kule kosher. Now what's the aloche? Can we apply the aloche of Kogyesa Kenot of Dome with Gabi Tru? Now let's say, according to Rashi, that the aloche of Kogyesa Kenot of Dome implies just a simple aloche that Kogyesa as if it had been deficient in that kind of name. In other words, if it has an additional load, so it's considered as if the loads had been deficient in one load. So it's like, so there is no shaykh. Now, here, so if the spleen is missing in the behemoth, so it's kshema. So why should an additional spleen be matzah in the behemah. Now let's see what the mechaber, Pesach the mechaber, in the sinner. Now so we are learning now sinner and gimel, we are not going over again. Sinner and gimel, dini treib is b'tchol. Nitra ha-tchol tshayo. Ha-tchol reishio ha-yachodo v'ashayim dat. Kipriya saloshi. In nikav d'reishio neket b'fulei shreif. ומי כפתק אפשרים ופורט, ודוס כפנטרי, אם מי שתחתו, כי הוא בעידין הזו, מוטה, פוחס מכאן, הרי הוא כפול אישו טעים. אבל מי כמדק שלו, ואפילו נחתר ולא כמדק שלו. ואפילו נחתר ולא כמדק שלו. אני יודעת שהוא ביטולו, ואפילו נחתר ולא כמדק שלו. ואפילו נחתר ולא כמדק שלו. ולא כמדק שלו, זה סרט משלו. אני יודעת, זה תזנת טוב, אני מחלט. מי קריאו התחול? או נימוק, או לובסו, בשינו בוסו, דינו כנימוק. אם it's נקרא או נימוק או לובסו בשינו בוסו, דינו כנימוק. וכן כל נדור את זה, זה קומפליטלי דיטריומטר, so then it's the same thing like me. וכן כל מוקים שהבוסו רע, ומירקה, ובדקן, דינו כנימוק, ומיים לתחול אפילו אחורים וסחוכים. אם הבוסו סביבו שולי, יש קושי. Why? In other words, Because the Bosa Svivov is Mishtaya Beikuvit in Azov. You see, when the tissue of the defect of the spring deteriorated, so it's considered like Mita. But if part of it is not deteriorated, so it has the same thing like Nikar partially and Nishabe Kidin Kuvit in Azov. So it's kosher. Yesh mi shekosa, shekol ma shedok klikeres, koro'o v'lo yeseya. Because at the point where the spleen, the thick edge of the spleen, so part of that surface adjoins the keres. But then, it's not the whole surface adjoins the keres. So the question is, there is a machlekes reshayim on that. Now, on the thin side, if it's nikab, it's certainly not treifer. But on the thick side, if it's nikab, so it is treifer. But part of that surface adjoins the keres. Part of that thick surface does not adjoin the keres. So some reshayim say, and it's mashma, that in the chavra paskas like that, some reshayim say that even in the thick side, so only that part that adjoins this, that is double keres to the woman, that there, if the neck is there, so it's right there. But the part of the thick side that doesn't adjoin the keres, if you have the neck there, it's not right. It's, there's a machlekes, but it seems that mechaba passes that. Ubi din azov ze lo yodanu shiure umikol lo kemire shu pochis b'chotzori. That's what they toss it. Nitzu shnei tchumim. נמצאו שני תחומים קשירו, ואפילו דבוקים זה לא זה בצד האור. בצד האור. So, the two, what did the two say? The two said, נמצאו שני תחומים קושר, כאילו דאפילו נתעלקו לקושר. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's Mika, the additional spring happens to be adjoining the thick side of the natural spleen, or not. In any case, it's kosher. This is what the Mechaba says. Nimtzu shnei tchumim kshero, v'apilu tchukim ze lo ze bitzadro. Then he says, the Rambam says, v'yein shmachmirim, im nimtzu kimin tchum bitzadro, v'tei v'hachmirim lo yivokim hefzed merubim. Now, according to Ramban Shiva, the Ramban says that the halacha of Yeser Kinot Odome implies that Kol Yeser is Kinot Odome together with that Mokei to which it is done. Some Mele, it says, so here the Ramban, according to Rashi, so it would be, Rashi would be making. So in the case in regard to Nimtzush Neitchulim, so a few Dvukim Zeloze Bitzado, even the additional spring, adjoins the natural spring at the thick edge. Now suppose it would be Nika at that edge. So Mimele, it would be the natural spring would be nikaf at that edge, the thick edge. So it would be treifer. So Mimele, according to the Ramban shita is that the halacha of Yeser Kinot Odome implies that it's considered as if it had been not to became the bouquet. So Mimele, if it had been not to became the bouquet, so then it would be nikaf. It would be nikah, became the bouquet of the natural springs, and then it would be a treifer. This is the shite of the Yesh Machmirim. In Nimtzokim Nintchu Bitzad Ohr. So the table Hachmirim Loi Bakev Zohar. Now the Orach HaShulchan. Now, the Rambam says, "V'yesh machmiri im nitzok im nitzchum b'tzaror." We take machmir in when the mokim efsed merube. When the mokim efsed merube, so then he's making. Now, the chite im nitzok im nitzchum b'tzaror. So that's based upon the shita of the Rambam. But you have to be mitzaror of two shitas here. What does the Rambam say? That the halacha of kol yesek and yotel dome is that. The halacha of kol yesek motul dome is that kol yesek akinotul ze al yesek imikemi hadol. So in other words, so maybe it applies to a case where the additional kopei is dovuk to the golden. So then by applying the halacha of kol yesek kinotul kol yesek. So if it's Binkin Moro, so suppose it would be Noto Binkin Adobuk, so it would be Treife. But if the additional coming is not Dobuk to the Moro, so then it's Kheyot of the Rambam. Now here, according to the Rambam, there would be a Chumri. Because if you have an additional spleen that is dobuk to the tzaror, so then by applying the halacha of kol yesakinot dome, so we say that it is kiyu nita together with the mokim adobuk, with the mokadom. But then it would still depend upon another machlekes. Now, whether Rav Avira says that Nika Batchum Israel. We don't pass like Ravire in regard to Nika Mokim Adak. But we do pass like Ravire in regard to Nika Mokim O. Where the Mechtach has the same deal like Nika Panat. So in order to be Machmir, we have to apply two shittas. First of all, the shittas Ramban. That Kol Yesa Kenotu Dome means Kol Yesa Kilunita. Biyachad in Mokim Adoruk. But even if we say like the Rambam that Kol Yeser is Kulinita or Biyachad in Mokim Adoruk, but if we pass like the second Russian, some Rishonim don't even have that here, but if we pass like the second Russian, the Gemara, that there is a difference between Nika Atchul and Nital Atru. Now here we do not say, the Rambam doesn't say that the Pshat in Kol Yeser Kinot of Dome is that Kol Yeser Kinu Nital Ayeser be Nikak Mokim Adobu. But Kol Yeser Kinu Nital be Yachad Mokim Adobu. So it would have a deal like Nechtach. But by Nechtach, according to many Rishonim, those who pass like the second portion, it would be faithful. Only if we pass like the first portion, or if we are not there in the second portion. So maybe we pass like the first portion. So then it would be faithful. That's why the Rambam says, so it's not that the Mokim Efsed Merube, he is not chayshish for the Shita of the Ramban. Because in order to be matri, we have to be tzar of two shittas. The Shita of the Ramban, and also that there is no difference between Nika Hatchul and Nechtach Hatchul. And Nechtach Hatchul. Chuloi Ogu Karno Venidei Nerishal Behemo Lefichoch in Aveket Beisulei. But there are some Rishonim, so the Mechaber passports like that chicken, that in view of the fact that you cannot delineate between the Mokim Ogo and the Mokim Dak in the Tchul in Nor, so mainly the whole Tchul of Nor has a din of Mokindak. But there is a shite, I mean the raw shite in Berkabais and the Shach, in Sifiyud, the raw b'sefer Berkabais, Dafnun Eser, v'chein Nired Azaran, v'chein Marshal, Perek Letreit Esmachia, v'chein Kozma Bach, the raw achr la'atzmi, In other words, so there are many Rishayim in Poskim, Achim, who do not agree with the Pesach Rosh Chodesh, and they agree with the Shita of the Rov, that in view of the fact that he cannot delineate the Mokim Rov from the Mokim Dak in the Tchul of an Rov, on the contrary, so it's more Chomor. So the whole Tchul of an Rov has a deen of a Mokim Rov. Now let's go further with the Gemara, and then we'll go over Simen Mem Zayin. Dan Ches, Tachnun Ches. Now, according to the Rashboshim, that the Rashbosh says that Kol Yesa Kimotodom implies a sin, this additional Avery itself had been Otto, and Mimele, a Nekev would remain, a Cholo would remain. So, if it is that kind of an Eiver, that when Nekev remains as a result of this additional Eiver being Lita, so then it would be Trepo, so then it is Trepo. So we understand, according to Rashbo, as to why the Aloha for Yasek Notre Dame has a bearing upon the loans. Because the Aloha is that any Nekev in the loan is matter the behemoth, so maybe an additional loan is also matter. Because the aloha of Yeser Kenotel Dome implies that Kol Yeser Kenotel Dome, this particular Yeser, as if, let's say, it had been Otto, and the Cholol would be formed, so maybe it would be a Nekev, and the Nekev would be matter. So even if there had been aloha of Yeser Kenotel Dome, so suppose a behemoth would be born with an additional loan, and then the doctor would remove that additional loan, and the whole would be born, so it would be trefo. So we may say, yes, but the question is, the Gemara says here, our Gemara, that Chosar Yeser Beregel Trefo Name Ave, my time for Yeser Kinotodome, Kol Yeser Kinotodome, so according to the Rashbo, why? How does this halacha of Kol Yeser Kinotodome have application? So the Rashbo says in Tirus Abayis that when we say that an additional leg in a behemoth makes a behemoth into a treife only if the additional leg is bimkim tzumas agidi, or the additional leg is in buke d'atme, the taibo. So in other words, so mele, if this additional egg is became to misagidin, so then it is a treife. Masheinke, if it is not became to misagidin, so then according to the Rashbo, it is not treife.
Come to me.
Oh, now, turn to the tour, the Viciosa, and Simen Nemala, to the end of Simen Nemala. So, Simen Nemala, to the tour, the Dibra Master, the Nimzu Shrei Kvei, or the Behemo Vei Trei, the Chodias Kedat Adon, the Kedat Adon, the Kedat Adon, the Kedat Adon, the Kedat Adon, באו אסיר הגבי משם הולדים להביא לבר סמור, אמרו לי בראשון שכוסו ביצר יד, אבל רגע צריך להתנא מהרבה. מה הייתה מכל זכותות גם? כאילו שראה שני רואי שני פתאום אבי זמור מתובע, הולד לצ'ור אלו שני, אלו שחיסו זה לבר הסכימו לייסו זה לבר הסי ביד, שאין לו יד אחס, או שאיסו לימוד עדיין. כי לא תקום יסר כחוסר אחר, והבי כבר עשרי גבר אחת, הוא תראי ודהבי כשיבית הסיירה בקינו, וכן הלוכת, תולה כמה מפות, ואף אגב תאמורי, ביונה, ברייה, תראו עשר כזה קרוב בביסריה, זה הקים להעיד לכאן מדור יונה, לכאן הוא רבון הוא חי בו אחרי, אבל בין הוא בין בטחי, וכל זה בראש, כל זה בסיין בין. וכי כל זה בהלוך הזה, ולעוד ראש הגוי זה ישיב לסוף רשת, וכי כל זה בהלוך הזה, אז אם נמצאו בייס כבד עם טחי, שני תחולי הקשר, עד כאן שם, ועוד אם עכשיו בשני תחולי, היינה אפילו דבוק עם זה לא זה, בסום חי, הכל יותר רשת שיטה. זו רשת זה מייטר לי, וכן ניכן לו קוראי ויסף ומניט לאי וחבי לדורי, הרי לא הוא ניט לא התחום כשרו, כן כוסב הרש בו, ותראה זה בייס לדעס רש, וכוסב הרע הוא שהרמב״ם פירש, וכן ניטה הוא מכי מי המחוב עליהם, ומכי מי אי מקום, ולפי חוק, כי שמחוברת מלו, כי בוקה דעת מה, ראים כאילו ניטה הוא, ובוקה דעת מחבר, וכן כשיוסמוכו, בימו כמצום הסגים, so according to the Ramban, now then soon discussed according to the Rashi, but even according to the Ramban, it's not so simple. According to the Ramban, so the Aloche of, according to the Rashi, so called, yes, cannot domine, the Tifit is an additional there, so it's considered a sin, the whole year, as if it had been deficient in the day. So mainly, if it has an additional egg, so it's a fairy tale. It doesn't make any difference how the additional egg is situated. Where it's in the area of the Kedapne, the Taibon, the area of the Tzumisakidin, or any other area. Because for Yisrael it has three hind legs. So maybe it's considered as if it had just one hind leg. But according to Ramban, so the Aloha of Kol Yisrael not of Dome implies that Kol Yisrael kill not al Eisei HaYisrael biyachat in the Kedah Adon. So maybe if you have the behemoth have an additional egg, but the additional egg will not be doruk to the taibon. The additional egg will hang out, let's say, over here. Will hang out over here. So then will hang out, let's say, over here, beneath the knee, the additional egg. So then it will not be traded according to the Ramban. Because the Aloha of Kol Yisrael not of Dome implies that Kol Yisrael can meet out HaYisrael B'yachad in Mikeimei Hadom, HaMechubot. So when will be traded, only the additional hand leg will be doubled to the Book of the Atme, to the Taibon. So then we say it is as if this additional leg had been removed together with that is Mechubot to it. And it's Mechubot to what? To the thigh bone, so it is just as if the thigh bone also had been removed, and if the thigh bone is removed, so then it's a trade. Or if the additional leg will come out from the Tzumisakitin, I mean that would be very strange. I mean from Tzumisakitin is very low. But so then again we could apply the aloche of Kol Yisrael Benot. So he says. וכל זה רמחה, שהרמב״ם פשוט החליטו מנקי נעמחוב עליהם, מנקי נעים מקומה, ולפיכו כשמחבר אז הוא אומר, כמו כדעת מה, לתאי פה, ראי כאונית ההוא כדעת מחברת, וכן כשהסמיך אותו כמצים מסגידים, ראי כאונית המצים מסגידים של שניהם, אבל ראי לו, יסר, אני יודעת שמה, המחוב עליהם, מה אתם מנקו כדעת מה, ומצים מסגידים, מסגשנו, ובזה, אם הוא לו שני תחולים, הסמוכים, זה או זה, בסוכחיה, ראי, זאת הניצחו בקום רמב״ם. ראים כאילו ניפו היסר מכמי ומכמי אימי וישויר הישני נוקו בסומכי וטרעים. But that should depend upon another מחלקס. I mean, Mr. Yosef doesn't discuss that. Whether when it's ניטל, it has the same thing, נחתך. ניטל means נחתך. Like נוקו ונעת. So the business by Mr. Yosef doesn't discuss that because Mr. Yosef himself says in another simen that most Rishayim are not even gated the second portion. So apparently he doesn't have to discuss it. But since some Svarim have the second portion, so the Mele, and there are some who pass in like the second portion, so there, in order to have a Chumbe, so it's not enough to apply the Sheet of the Ramban. You have to apply the Sheet of the Ramban, and that there is no difference between Nikah and Nech. So the great to Nikah, yes, I'm Kevin and Kevin, and the Sheet of the Ramban, and the Sheet of the Ramban, So you see the difference between the Ramban and the Rashba is this. According to the Ramban, we also say, Kol Yeser, Kilunita lo Yisei HaYeser. But, Biyahat, in Kevi Adom. According to the Rashba, he's the biggest maker. So, Kol Yeser Kilunita lo Yisei HaYeser means that Kol Yeser Kilunita lo Yisei HaYeser. Just Eisei HaYeser. But then, if Eisei HaYeser had been Tal, then Nekev would be formed. So then it depends. Suppose Nekev would be formed. Would it be Matriv or not? So if it is that kind of an Eiver, that when Nekev would be Matriv, so maybe Eisei would also be formed. Our Rashbo, because of Eisei HaYeser, the Chinoch of the Chut Kamen, claim that you will meet Talu with Vade, the Chitene in Kei, Eisei HaYeser, the Lobo, the Treifer, Mishkachas Lo, כדי שלא יהיו מחובר במוקים כדאטמה, בעניין שיתעקר הזה, ישום איבו כדאטמה של חבר. It's not the same, but it's not the same הוא קיטה איזה קומץ לרמב״ם. הקומץ לרמב״ם, so, if it has an additional hind leg that is attached, that is, that joins the book of the Atme, even though you can remove this additional leg, a doctor could easily remove the additional leg without removing the thigh bone to which it is attached. So it's still a thing. According to the Rashbo, the halacha of Kol Yeser Kilunita lo implies that Kol Yeser Kilunita lo Yisei HaYeser be'atzmo. But then, if that Yeser would be nital, so a cavity would be formed. So then it depends. If a cavity would make the behemoth a treife, so then it's a treife. So if you have a yeser in the lung, so by applying the aloche of Kol Yeser Kilunita lo, we consider it as if that yeser had been removed and the cavity was formed. So maybe it would be nikumes areh. But the question is, yeser haregel, why is it a treife? So we have to apply it to a certain situation. In other words, number one, that the hind leg, the additional hind leg, is attached to the book of the Atme, to the thigh bone, but it is so attached that once you remove, that the doctor couldn't remove the additional leg without removing it together with the thigh bone. But suppose a doctor could remove, it is situated so, the additional leg, that the doctor could remove the additional leg without removing the thigh bone, then, according to the Rashbo, it wouldn't be treife. According to the Ramban, it would be treife anyway, as long as it is attached to the book of the Atme. So that's the difference between the Ramban and the Rashbo. Our Rashbo, because of the Azbayah, not the Chut Kamenu, and in the Kilunit Alu Lubad, the Chitain Yim Kiyas Adrei Lobo Lim Treife, Mishkachas Lo Keshe Lechubah, Bimokim Book of the Atme, Vinyin Shim Takir Azeh, Yishomei Book of the Atme Shal Chaveh, וחיילים אם הוא מחובר במקיצון הסגילים, be not just attached, according to the Rambam, it is just attached to the קיצון הסגילים. But according to the Rashbo, it is מחובר במקיצון הסגילים בעניין, שלבינות יחד לקיצון הסגילים, של חברת, כל בוחר ליפלי בלו הגיעו כל, without injury, לקיצון הסגילים, אפילו ברגל שם. ולפי זה נמצאו לו שני תחומים סמוכים, אפילו בשמחה יקשבת, שערי יוכל לנות אל אחד מהם, ולשאול לחבר קיום. אלו אם כן הוא אחד מהם, נכנס בחברי, בעניין שאם לנות אל אחד מהם, לא ישאול בחברי, כל בדין הזה. So the Messiah said, explains the nafkemine between all the three sheets. All right, now let's go further in the Gemara here. Daf Nuches. Hayich Yusek, there was a behemoth. The Havel Eitarte Sanye Dive. We learned about Sanye Dive. Sanye Dive means the hidden portion of the stomach, of the rumen, that it moves this light. So that's really the upper. The Satyadeva is, you could very easily delineate the Satyadeva, which is the upper portion, the relatively narrow portion of the stomach, from the lower portion, So there was a certain name, the Havli Tarte Satyadeva. In other words, that name, so we had two Satyadevas, like this in the normal name, so there is only one. So I mean, so there is no structure. There is no structural demarcation. Structural demarcation between the Satyadeva, the upper portion, and the lower portion. It's only in the in the shape there is a difference, because the upper portion is relatively narrow, and then the lower portion of the rumen is relatively wide. But here it had two separate Satyadevas, and both Satyadevas led into the lower portion of the stomach. So, Asur Ravine, Vital Pemir Ravune. So Ravune was matrix. But if they empty out together as a unit, so then it's not considered as two sided. So then it's considered like one. Vishamadoshi. Alright. Sanyadiva, alright. Now. Hayigufte. The Abunavke in the Keiselu Grill. Sovarabashe in Mitra. Now, the behemoth has four stomachs. So the first stomach is the calves. The calves, there's the rumen. And then the second stomach is the vesicases. There's the reticulum. So then the third stomach is the hemsis, the omesis. And then the fourth stomach is the cavum. And there's the ebomesis. So in this behemoth, there was a certain aberration. Something that does not exist in any other behemoth. In the everything, there was a tube coming out from the second stomach, from the vesicases, to the third stomach. There was a special tube coming out from the second stomach to the third stomach. So Rabashi limited there. Gufte moiknei poso. In other words, it's a tube. The have a mavam and the kisam of rule, hemsis. So Rabashi limited there. Omar Rabune Mar Bachir Rabashe Kohane Khilve Braise. I mean, we have in connection rows. The rows like row. So Gemara says the same thing regarding this too. That all the behemoths who grazed on the pasture, so developed that kind of a too between the Bisakinsis and the Hemsis. How would so not right, so it's not right? Ahu gufse, there was a tube. Da be mabre mi beikase likarse. There was a tube that leading from the vesicases, the second stomach to the first stomach. So ba mabre mashe lachshu. Because of Rabune Mar Bachir's din, that kol hanechim ebraise ochisli, so he equated the case of the tube between the vesicases, the second stomach and the first stomach, with the case of the tube leading from the second stomach to the third stomach. So just as Rabune Mar Bachir said that where there is a tube leading from the second stomach to the third stomach is no aberration, because all the behemoths who graze on the pasture of it, so he assumed that the same thing is true of the tube between the second stomach and the first stomach. Omar Rabbi Shimon to Kula B'chol Machite Machtir. Ichad Yitarit Mar, Ichad Yitmar Yitmar. You can't include everything in the same category. So this happens to be the mitzvahs, that the behemoths who graze and pasture have this additional tube between the second stomach and the third stomach, but not a tube between the first stomach and the second, only between the second and the third, not between the first and the second. So that's strength. So that's strength. So now go ahead. So it's strength on which, on the score of which aloche, of course, yes, I cannot come. So that means like an additional stomach. Because a behemoth has only four stomachs, and this, if it has an additional tube, so it's like a fifth stomach. Oh. לחשוב, כי לחשוב בגוף של דיקה זה גורמיני. גורמיני, בכל דם מוכית למחתים. וכי בהריג האחס הרקת מכולו. לא שאובן, מוכן, תיקון דיבו קור מין שערי, שמסדר את בו. Now it's in one weave. You unite everything in one weave. I mean, because dibo is called like a weave. Hey, the need for the price of his to eat, where do you follow? The yesel, who can meet a lechon and I, who can make the who? The whole yesel can now tell them. So Rashi here is even more explicit. The first Rashi, you see, only Rashi mentioned the name of Rashi, that Kol Yesel cannot tell them implies that whenever there's an additional eva, so it's considered as if it had been deficient. That's right. So he, the normal thing is to have two hind legs. So if it has an additional hind leg, it's considered as if it has only one hind leg. Control yes, I cannot do it. You could need out echoed in a mayu kinegde. The chum yes, I cannot do it. So if it has an additional stomach, it's considered as if one stomach is lacking. So if it has an additional tube leading from the rumen to the reticulus, so then it's considered as if the reticulus is missing, as if the rumen is missing. וכן הלוכה, דלקה מנדפול, ואבא קבל המור המיון לדרעי, לסלחס כמו שרום וישרס, הוא הקים לבו דקאי ודור הדעונה, הקים לבון ודחי לוכה, אבל בין לבין את חייב, אל מכנות לבו, וקרא לו, וואי ואבו חוי יהיה, ודאי את חייב. All right, now, this is the complicated piece of it. היי גנוסי מרשי מרב תתחי וציפור על לפני רבא על שני דימיים היצים נעבינו כי אחד שהיא טריפו הוא חינת מבאי כשאירו נאו, יהיה פור סטומקס נעבינו and then from this the less stomach, from the cable come out the intestine so a layer of intestine comes out and then it starts a circle in a coil in the form of a coil and then it extends into the large intestine, the rectum, and the ray comes out that way. So suppose so he was made with the Rebbe Ashnei Minayim Ayitzim Nadim Okeach Ochi Trei Po. So usually you have one layer of intestine coming out from the cave. Suppose two layers of intestines come out from the cave. So then it's straight. Then it's straight. Uchinek don beiv is kshecho. Why? Because beiv it's natural. Deiv zimne in the harok. Alright. So, v'amed v'am amurim sheitzim ishnei mikins. Av yeitzim lo kimechon mikol nagetz v'ayitz kshecho. Plik bo rabam el rabasi. Chad omar hu dehad revar. Chad omar aval gav hu dehad revar. So, now, there are many pshat here, and different gesoys also, but let's explain it according to Rashi, even though the Shemim don't pass him the din according to Rashi's pshat, but they pass him according to Aloha Zeva Shemim. But, we have to know Rashi Shemim. So Rashi, according to Rashi, it means pretty much Rabba, Rabba Mev Rabbasi, Chad Omar, who the Had Radar. Now, let's say, if you have let's say that here is the cable, and then from the cable come out two layers of intestines. Two layers of intestines. So one mandoma says, so they come out from the cable, from two sources in the cable, stem out two layers of intestines. So woman, so it says, so Bamid Ramon Shay Sushin Kings, our weights in the Rocky Mechel, we call it Akets by his Shayo, Plebora Bamid Rabase, Hadoma who they had Rebbe Alpha. According to Rashi's Pshat, it means that calling to Atke Etzbai, Ksheiro means as this, even though they come out from two sources, let's say here, this is the cable, let's say. So here comes out one layer, and here comes out another layer of intestine, from two sources. But Hadrav, they call this, they coalesce within, in other words, let's say, Ke Hadrav Arbe, Atke Etzbai. Now, what would be etzva? So this is etzva. Let's say this is the richa etzva. How much would it be? The richa etzva.